Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Oh my, do I have a special treat for you today. A few days ago, I had the privilege of speaking with Michelle Gold. She's a Messianic recording artist, and you're going to hear that interview just a little while, but I'm also going to feature all her music today. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. And that was the fabulous voice of Jonathan Sattel. Did you know that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Israel? We are a Messianic congregation located at 1326 North Winton Road, right here in Rochester. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., and we have a bookstore and gift shop there as well. It's called the Fig Tree Bookstore. It's open after our services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Thursdays from 3 to 7. It's a great place to go for CDs and prayer shawls and shofars and books about and cards and jewelry. Also, if you're listening to this program and you live in the Buffalo, Lockport, or Medina area and you love Messianic music, you might really enjoy attending Congregation Beruth Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned. Someone's going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels today. And, of course, I've got great music coming up and an interview with Michelle Gold.
For the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Jerusalem shall live.
Yes, a wonderful reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Again, that was Jonathan Sattel. But for the rest of the program, we're going to feature Michelle Gold. Her newest CD is called Who Will Go? And this is called Shalom.
Oh, see.
Oh, a queen in such a critical time, when all the Jews were doomed to die, 'cause one man's anger burned inside. She risked her life, her people were free, because she cried, Shalom, 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 Shalom. My people cry, Shalom. My city cries, Shalom. She says, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. My people cry, Shalom. My city cries, Shalom. My people cry, my city cries, my children cry, Shalom. My people.
Michelle Gold, a nice Jewish girl who knows her Messiah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Today's program is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. If you're in the mood for a new hairdo, you want to get a massage, a facial, a pedicure, or a manicure, go visit Pharaoh's Harem either on West Henrietta Road, call them at 359-2249, or in Fairport and Packets Landing on the canal at 223-5850. Come on into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. Right now, you're going to be treated to Michelle Gold. Dayenu, you know when you have too much food on your plate, like at Thanksgiving, and you say, Dayenu, enough.
For your mighty hand and faithful love, slain at war, I've been enough. You brought us out from slavery, from great oppression, to a life that's free, from sorrow to joy, from mourning to dancing. Hallelujah. Dayenu, Dayenu.
of the world that's yet to come.
And that's a song that you traditionally hear, not that version, but there's a song called Dayenu that we always sing at Passover time. It basically, it's saying, we're looking at all the blessings that God did for us. And we're saying, if he had just done one of those blessings, it would have been enough. Dayenu. If he had just done two of those blessings, it would have been enough. So that's, Dayenu means enough, but I love that version. Wonderful. Well, let me just take a brief moment to tell you that Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. If you're having any trouble with your furnace, please give them a call today at 889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. They are indoor air quality specialists, able to meet all of your heating needs right now. Call them at 889-7840. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And let's get right back to it. You recently heard an interview that I did with Elisa Merritt, who has a film production studio. She did a film called Dying to Be Heard, and this is the theme song written by Michelle Gold.
There you lie, holding me. I wait so silently. I hope and pray you know each day what your love would mean to me. If you could hear me now, you believe my heart cries out each time you breathe.
Somebody who cares.
'cause we're dying to be heard. Is there someone who will come and help the helpless, who will wash away their tears? Their little hearts are beating like a drum. Tomorrow may not come.
Such a beautiful, beautiful song. I look forward to seeing the DVD. I ordered it from Elisa Merritt. It's called Dying to Be Heard, and Michelle wrote and sings the theme song. And you know, there are millions of babies in the womb who are dying to be heard because they want to live. And so many of their lives are ended needlessly. It's an area for prayer. Yes, I am definitely pro-life. And those babies need to be heard, and they need to live. Well, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And in a little while, you're going to hear my interview that I recorded a few days ago with Michelle Gold. But right now, let's hear from one more sponsor. This is from Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
I'm featuring the music of Michelle Gold today. Her new CD is called Who Will Go? This next song has actually two titles, Esther's Prayer, or if you like, For Such a Time as This.
All of my life, I've been good. I dance the dance, pray the prayers that I should. Till bright as the sun, your love shined on me. Open the gates of destiny.
been chosen with fearless devotion. The reason I exist for such a time as this. I don't want to miss this chance. I've been blessed with. My spirit is tested. Even if I die, I live for such a time as this. A time for everything, for birth and a time to die, for peace and time to fight. But if I am hindered or scared, who knows that my life might not be spared. Don't hold me still. Risking it all, I hear love's call. My life is fulfilled for such a time as this. I cannot resist when I have been chosen with fearless devotion. The reason I exist for such a time. With my spirit is tested. Even if I die, I live for such a time as this.
Praise you, Lord. Perhaps God has called you today to do a certain thing for such a time as this. You know, that comes right out of the book of Esther. Aren't you enjoying this beautiful music? Michelle has such a beautiful, beautiful voice and a sweet spirit. And in just a few moments, you're going to get to hear her story. But right now, let's check in with David Silver and see what's going on in Israel.
The Carmel Alert, updating you on the latest strategic developments in Israel and the Middle East.
Shalom, this is David Silver with the Carmel Alert Radio News Report for the week ending November the 28th, 2014. Violence continues in and around Jerusalem. Hamas called for a day of rage against Israel last Friday, imploring Palestinians in the West Bank to clash with Israeli security forces in solidarity with the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem Intifada. Riots took place on Thursday evening in eastern Jerusalem neighborhoods as police announced that they had recently intercepted a massive shipment of fireworks, knives, swords, and tasers at the Ashdod port, believed to be on its way to Jerusalem for use in rioting. Our holy sites are being desecrated and our Al-Aqsa Mosque is being destroyed and taken over, Yehi Musa declared. He added, every Palestinian is required to take the initiative to move to defend our identity and existence. Police were on heightened alert in the capital, and the Palestinian Authority issued a statement that PA security forces would not allow Hamas to incite Palestinians to engage in violence that could plunge the whole region into anarchy and lawlessness. And in late breaking news, it has been revealed that the Israeli security forces uncovered a plot to carry out a number of terror attacks in high-profile public locations. It was cleared for publication on Thursday that the terror network planned to target the landmark Teddy Soccer Stadium in Jerusalem, the capital's light rail system, carry out car bombings, and to attempt kidnappings of Israelis in the West Bank and in overseas locations. The nerve center of this network was located in Hamas headquarters in Turkey. More than 30 Hamas members are now under arrest, and Israel's Secret Service has seized a quantity of firearms, ammunition, and bomb-making equipment. The plot, which was uncovered in September, included the setting up of multiple terror cells in the West Bank, as well as the training of Hamas operatives overseas. Prime Minister Netanyahu said that the uncovering of this plot is just the tip of the iceberg, and there are probably an unknown number of terrorists out there planning similar attacks. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet has voted in favor of the controversial Jewish state bill, with the preceding discussion descending into a shouting match between various ministers on Sunday. In advancing the bill, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Israel is the national home of the Jewish people, where there are equal rights for every citizen. But he added, there are national rights only for the Jewish people, a flag, the anthem, and the right of every Jew to immigrate to Israel and other national symbols. The Prime Minister said that this law was needed at this time because many people are challenging the idea that Israel is the national homeland of the Jewish people, and that the Palestinians and others who deny it must in fact recognize it. Ultimately, it is God himself who declared Israel as a Jewish state. And we believe that it is the duty of every Christian to stand for Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. This in preparation for the return of Messiah. And finally, in today's report, another massive winter storm struck Israel this week. Torrential rain battered Israel from the north to the south on Wednesday, and the Israeli Weather Service said that it is the wettest start to the rainy season in the central region in more than 20 years. Some of the heaviest rain was in Petah Tikva, where more than 110 millimeters of rain was recorded. Similar accumulations were recorded in the Negev Desert, flooding dry creek beds and causing serious congestion on the roads. The north saw significantly less rainfall, between 20 millimeters and 50 millimeters across the region, the Weather Service said. They added that the amount of rainfall so far this season is far higher than average for this time of the year, and that over the past 75 years, there has only been 3 years that saw more rain by the end of November. By the morning of Thursday, the rains had raised the level of the Sea of Galilee by more than 3.5 centimeters. There was a lot of damage, including felled trees, flooded homes and streets in towns across the city. And in Herzliya, the wall of a supermarket parking lot collapsed, causing severe damage to several cars, while in Tel Aviv, a wall at a construction site was felled by the storm, damaging cars on the streets. Faults on electrical lines also caused power outages in several locations. The weather is now clearing up, and Israelis can look forward to a fine weekend. That's all in this week's report. Be sure to tune in again next week for the latest news coming out of Israel and the Middle East. Shalom.
The Carmel Alert is brought to you by Out of Zion Ministries, based on Mount Carmel, North Israel. For more information, visit our webpage, www.outofzion.com.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? In the late 1800s, in fulfillment of prophecy, Jewish people began returning to the barren land of Israel. Since then, Israelis have achieved breakthroughs in agriculture. In 1959, Simcha Blass and his son invented an irrigation regulator that controls water so that only a small amount is needed to grow acres of produce. Now farmers around the world can also make their deserts bloom. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, folks, I have one of the easiest Bible quizzes I've ever had. I want everybody to call now, and the sooner you call, the sooner we can get the interview going with Michelle Gold. 222-2990. 222-2990. All you got to do is fill in the blank. This is the blank the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be blank. 222-2990. Fill in the blank. This is the blank the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be blank. 222-2990. Call now. Call now. All right, guys, I want a winner. I want to give away a coupon for bagels. Call now, 222-2990. Just fill in the blank. This is the blank the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be blank. Come on now. Come on, 222-2990. You won't even have to go on the air because I want to get to that interview with Michelle Gold. But I want you to call now, 222-2990. And meanwhile, you're enjoying Gimme Bagels by the Schleps. Well, I trust you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I certainly did, and I don't think I want to see turkey again for a really, really long time, darling. Oy vey. I mean, I have a turkey coma. I'm barely awake right now, actually. But I'm thankful for so many things, my family, my friends. I'm especially thankful for the wonderful people that I get to meet through this ministry. And Michelle Gold is one of those people. She's truly talented and so full of joy for the Lord. And so right now, here is my interview with Michelle Gold. Michelle Gold, welcome to Bagels and Blessings again.
Thank you, Ethel. It's awesome to be here. Shalom, shalom.
It's wonderful to have you back on the program. Another nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua.
Absolutely, darling. And the last time we talked, I didn't even go anywhere too much yet. I had gone a little bit to Denmark and had ministered locally, but didn't really have the calling that the Lord has given me in the past maybe 10 or so years. It's just gotten stronger, and then He's been making me go and schlep and do so many things.
Wonderful. Well, the last time you were on, and I can point people to my podcast, bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com. The last time you were on, you gave your whole complete testimony, and it was wonderful, but maybe for those that need a quick recap, why don't you just tell us if you were raised in a Jewish home and when you found Yeshua?
That's right. Well, like you, I was a nice Jewish girl and born in Brooklyn, New York. I like to say I'm a little Jewish girl from Brooklyn because I once felt like a nobody, and now God's made me a somebody. And I basically felt empty inside. I felt lost. The Jewish traditions, you know, also similar to you. We went to temple on the holidays. But it really was meaningless to me. And my family believed that when you died, you just go to dust. And I believe that around 8 years old, I felt the depth of the sadness of that, in addition to the fact that my mother was manic, depressive, bipolar, really struggling with ups and downs, roller coaster rides of emotions, and, you know, when she'd get angry, she'd kind of wrestle me down to the ground, and then she'd immediately hug me and apologize because she swore that she had no idea what was going on when those triggers would come. And do you know, when I found Yeshua when I was 15 years old, on the beach with my cousin Stephen during a recording session, he said, "Jesus is the Jewish Messiah." Do you know, I accepted him with the faith of a child. My life was turned around. I was no longer empty. You know, prior to that, I was opening up for Gladys Knight and Lena Horne, but it was all meaningless, meaningless love songs I was singing. And now I, not only was my relationship with my family restored after I came to salvation, but my whole life, I met a wonderful husband, and God restored my voice, which is a whole nother story. And I'm singing a new song unto the Lord. So there's nothing greater, nothing better.
Wow. Okay. Well, that does inspire a few questions. First of all, I would like to know, were you musical and singing your whole life?
Yeah, actually, I was 8 years old when I started singing. My Jewish mama would take me to the nursing home, and she was a professional, and I'd sing for all the elderly people, and they'd hug me and kiss me with those wet smooches all over my cheeks, and I'd go, yeah, but then I'd go, ooh, I kind of like that. It makes me feel good to bring people alive like that inside.
Aw. So you had an experience when you lost your voice for a while. What happened?
You know what? It was just the strangest thing. It's like, you know, you read about the woman who had the issue of blood in the Bible and how much she struggled. Ethel, can you believe, like 13 years, I would lose my voice.
For 13 years?
13 years. I started when I was 13 years old. I would lose my voice every time I talked. Every time I talked and every time I sang, I would lose my voice. And it at first it wasn't so bad, but it got worse and worse over the years. I was singing at weddings and bar mitzvahs, and you know, my family must have spent thousands of dollars on voice therapy. It turned out that I was speaking really low in my voice. Like, you know, normally you talk and you start high and you come down. Well, I was talking down here in the gutter, and I destroyed my voice. I wouldn't breathe before my sentences. And I think I was so needy and so lonely. I just wanted to be heard, you know, and it damaged me. It damaged my voice. I struggled for many years.
Oh, how tragic. So what finally happened?
Well, what finally happened is, first, when I came to the Lord, I still had the struggle going on. And, you know, people would pray for me before I went up and ministered in concert. I would have 10 and 20 people laying hands on me praying in the Spirit, and I'd get up and my voice would come back. And then I'd sit down afterward, and it would be gone. It was unbelievable because, you know, after a concert, I always talk to everyone. I never just go home. I'm not into the whole superstar thing. I like to minister to people one-on-one and pray with them, and my voice would be gone. Until one day, I went on this women's retreat, and I had a breakthrough. We were all praying and dancing in the Lord, and I wouldn't dance. I refused to dance, and you know, if you know me, you know I love to dance. Dance is my favorite ministry in the whole wide world, because all those 13 years I lost my voice, all I could do was dance before the Lord, Ethel. It's like, it was so meaningful to me. There's nothing like dance. Till this day, when I'm down, I dance, you know, for the Lord. But at this retreat, I refused, and I held on to the altar like Hannah, and I just said, Lord, I'm not letting go of this altar until you heal me. And with that, this woman lifted me up, and she says, come on, it's time to dance again. Let it go. Well, that week, I met Joy Williams in the elevator at a gospel contest, which I actually won second place in, even with the damage on my voice.
Mazel tov.
Joy sent me to the best doctor in New York City, and he did a surgery that, you know, sometimes people lose their voices completely from that surgery, but my voice got 8 notes higher. And I went on to sing all over the world after that with Jews for Jesus, Israel, Denmark, sang in, you know, Switzerland, everywhere. And we sang every night. I never got hoarse. I think I got hoarse maybe once out of 3 years. And it was because I had a cold. So it's a miracle. It's, it's definitely a miracle.
So now that you got your voice back, tell me how God has been using you.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I went on that Liberated Wailing Wall tour. I think it was 2006. Got to minister there. And when I came back, I was looking for the next thing, you know, that I was going to go and minister. But the reality is I had a time of waiting and intimacy with the Lord. And it was very humbling, Ethel. I had two beautiful children during that time, and I kept asking the Lord, when am I going to make another album, and when am I going to go? And I think the Lord wanted me to be intimate with Him. You know, the reality is we can't go unless we really sit before the Lord, which is a whole other topic I could just love to delve into, how, you know, it used to be people would just kneel at the altar and spend time in prayer. And I think the Lord was showing me that it was time to just sit before Him. And during those 7 years, Ethel, I wrote a beautiful album's worth of messianic songs for the first time about God's love for Israel and the Jewish people with all these exotic Middle Eastern beats and melodies. It was so exciting.
How does one do that? You just sit down and write it all out? I mean, I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, some of those songs came to me on the bus while I was traveling, but believe it or not, I like to work with other people, and Sue Samuel wrote the lyrics on one. My girlfriend, Elise Merritt, who makes phenomenal independent messianic films, she wrote a few of the songs with me. I love co-writing. I love it, because there's no excuse to not finish your work when you write with someone else that you trust.
Ooh, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And do you know that I waited 7 years to record this album that we just recorded called Who Will Go? 59 people gave over $8,000 to make this record, and every producer came in at half price, including the manufacturer and the graphic artist. It was nothing short of a miracle. We just sent 400 copies to Israel.
Let me digest this for a minute. Did you just say 59 people gave $8,000?
I know, it's insane. It's amazing. It's talk about persistence. Let me tell you something, darling. Oh. I knew other artists and other messianic artists who were amazing, like Misha Getz, all these wonderful women of God. They raised the money in a month. So I started to get discouraged, Ethel. I'm like, what's going on? It took me 3 years to raise that money. It was a 7-year dream and a 3-year fundraising project of just constant mass emails to the people who love me, telling them how much I believe in this vision and what God is doing, and promising them I'm going to send these out to Jewish people who don't believe in Israel through the hands of trusted missionaries and outreach workers. And they believed in me. It took 3 years, but I believed in me. They believed in me. And it happened. And you know what? We're ready to make another 1,000 copies. I'm going to send 400 more, I think. I think we're really considering that because we saw how powerful and effective it was. You know, Jewish people who might never hear the gospel through word, but they'll hear it through prayer or they'll hear it through music.
Well, I love your Middle Eastern sound, and your voice sounds fantastic. You got talent, girl.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, I'm going to be sharing my testimony on the Sid Roth Show, which I don't know if you know this, but it airs on the Discovery Channel. It'll be the second week of December on Discovery at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I know that's crazy early, but on his website, and maybe on your site, we'll list at some point, or we can make mention later. There's choices of other days you can listen, and God is so good. I'm going to be sharing music on national television for the very first time in 38 years. I'm 38 years old now. Can you believe? I shouldn't even say that on air.
That's okay. I'm old enough to be your mother.
But it's just like awesome because when you give God your dream, He's the dream maker. He's the dream giver. And when you let it go and you say, okay, God, I want you more than this dream, it's awesome how it comes alive. And, you know, I wanted that intimacy, Ethel, more than I wanted the dream. And I think that certain times maybe I wanted the dream more, you know, and I got obsessed and the Lord would humble me. And He's like, no, you got to want me more. And that's the key, is that we need to go back to times where we would pray at the altar. I don't know about, you know, the majority of church history, but I know all the congregations and churches that I've grown the most in are ones where you could just go to the altar and just sit Indian style or on your knees and just soak and be quiet before the Lord. And, hey, it's cool when people pray for you, but at the altar, that's great. But what about the lost art of just sitting before the Lord?
Absolutely.
Hearing from him, you know? I want to bring that back, Ethel. I can't wait to bring that back to the congregations. I think we would be able to be so powerful in our going and our doing.
Right.
We could be sitting.
You know, Michelle.
Sitting is blessing, you know?
Michelle, as I hear you share, it makes me think of, there's a popular song on Christian radio right now. I don't even know the name of the song, but the phrase she sings is, I don't need my name to be in lights. And it's, you know, it sounds like you've chosen to put God first. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And you've put God first, and now he's blessing you.
Amen. Amen. You know, we have to stay awake in the Lord. We have to stay awake. When I was a teen, in my early 20s, rather, I was on the F train. Ethel, I was falling asleep reading the Bible, and I was praying, Lord, you got to keep me awake. And do you know, this is deep, and this is kind of, we're taking a turn here in our conversation, something dark that the Lord healed me from. But do you know that this man attacked me, and he grabbed me, or he tried to attack me, and he grabbed my throat. The one thing that I love to sing, he grabbed my throat. And do you know that the power of the Lord came over to me, because right before he grabbed me, I was reading a scripture about calling on the Lord in faith. And I said, in the name of Jesus, back off. You know, this man backed off, and I walked off that train more alive than ever.
Oh.
Faith grew so much, and I was reminded that we need to stay awake in the Lord and be vigilant in prayer. And I think what's happening, Ethel, is that we need to change positions. We've been praying the same old way, and, like, sometimes I just go and I put my feet in the whirlpool at the YMCA, and I read the Bible with my iPhone. Sometimes I sit in my lazy chair, and I just read the Word, and I get quiet. You know, it's like we need new places to go where we could just sit quietly before the Lord and be inspired, because we have to keep that passion alive so he can use us in mighty ways.
Amen.
That's my passion nowadays. You know, it's like my album is called Who Will Go, and that's great. But if we want to go and we want to see signs and wonders and we want to see God's power, we've got to get still before the Lord and enjoy it. Get your coffee, get your bagel, and sit and get your Bible.
Amen.
I love having my coffee and my Bible. It's awesome.
I know. Michelle, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your music and wanted more information about your ministry, what's the best way to do that?
They can go on my website, Michelle Gold, goldlikejewelrydarling.com. slash music would be where all the CDs are. You know, you can go to the music page. There's an inspirational blog there. But join my mailing list, because I'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on. It's called Join My Shalom Revolution. You'll see it on the first page. It's a peaceful revolution I'm starting to get people excited about going and sharing their faith, either through word or through deed. You know, I've seen people get healed and saved through just praying in the name of Yeshua over them, you know, for healing.
Amen.
But that's where you can find me. Write to me. I'm a people person, and I'd love to be praying for you personally if you're hearing this today. And maybe you want to know more about that intimacy with the Lord. I'd love to share with you more about it.
Oh, sure. Before we end our time together, I'm curious now. Tell me about your extended Jewish family. Do they understand your belief, and do have any of them accepted Yeshua?
Yes. My mother, Ruth, she accepted the Lord, decided that Jesus was the Messiah while listening to Lisa Ryan on the 700 Club years back.
Great.
So for a time, she was a secret believer, actually. And my dad is starting to ask questions. He's starting to wonder about whether, you know, Jesus could be the Messiah. So we're excited about what's going to happen with my dad. If you think of him, pray for hi. You know, just think, every time you say hello, pray for my dad.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly are wearing many hats. You're a wife, you're a mother, and, of course, a composer and everything else. And how do you do it all?
I tell you right now, I homeschool. I go to the YMCA a few days a week to pray and work out. Sometimes I do more praying and relaxing and coffee drinking than I do working out because I'm not big on workouts. But, I do it all because I stay in the Word and I do a lot of power napping, you know, like these 10, 15-minute spurts of just, let me just faint on my bed and sleep, you know, because the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. We need to be vigilant and awake, and if that takes a power nap, count me in. You know, I'm very famous for sleeping in the midday and just taking time out to rest.
Amen.
And the power. I understand the power we can hold for the Lord, and I don't want to let the enemy distract me by making me tired. You know, when I'm weak, he's strong. But I'm not going to be foolish and make myself weak all on my own, you know?
Oh, I know.
So that's my secret, I think, is not being in the Bible.
Aw. You know, I find...
That's silly, doesn't it?
I find you so refreshing. I mean, you as a person and your music is... It's all so refreshing and exciting, and I just marvel at what God is doing because we need a fresh new sound, you know? And I think you're it.
Amen. Oh, I appreciate that. I'm so excited. Like I said, I waited 7 years to share the message of who will go. And this is the perfect time. This is the perfect day with all that's going on in Israel. People crying out for peace. Hey, we know the peacemaker. We know the one who gives the peace, Yeshua the Messiah. What greater peace could there be? And this is the time. This is, you know, we could be in the last days. So what better time is it to go and share our faith and be a light to the nations? There's no greater day. What you're doing, Ethel, is awesome. You're sharing the light. You're sharing the gospel through the radio stations, through the airwaves. People need to know God is real and that he cares. He cares for those who are dying to be heard. He's the mother you never had. He's the father you never had. He's the shalom giver, you know, and I just can't wait for people to catch the vision and get the contagious passion for sharing Messiah and for drawing close to him.
Amen. I think you're the kind of person that I would like to have on the air, like, you know, every couple of months just to kind of touch base with you and see what God's doing next, because there's so much joy. There really is so much joy, so much excitement. So I would like to know if you would be willing to do that, to come on the air again maybe in a couple of months and just give me an update on what's going on.
I would love that. That'd be so exciting. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. And I'm writing a book now even about my testimony. It's scary, you know, because I normally write songs, not books, you know. But the Lord just led me. Use it, you know. Use it or leave it. Use your gift. So write your story down. Everybody has a story they need to write down at some point. So
I'm always saying that.
Keeping you updated, see where that goes.
Yeah, I think that's awesome because I am always saying that to people. I agree. I believe everybody has a story and they should write it down. So you go, girl.
Absolutely. Who will... You go, girl. See, no pun intended.
Who will go? Michelle
yes,
will go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you.
I pray over my children at night. I do the Aaronic benediction and I pray a blessing over them. And I pray that it will always be meaningful when we do those Jewish prayers. Because I love my Jewish roots, Ethel, you know?
Yeah.
I want to pray for our listeners today, if I have time to sing that song over them.
Okay.
And I want to pray that God blesses them and gives them the courage to continue to go and be a light to the nations. Is it okay if I do that?
Oh, sure. I'd love it.
Amen. Yevarechecha Adonai v'rishmarecha. יאיר אדוני פניו אליך וישונך יפתח אדוני פניך יפתח לך שלום. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family. And let's do this again real soon.
God bless you, Ethel. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, you're welcome. Shalom, dear.
Shalom.
And that was my interview with Michelle Gold. Boy, we're going to be doubly blessed today because we're going to hear another Aaronic benediction at the end. But here is another song. This is City of Delight, Michelle Gold.
Thank you. will not be silent because of you. The song's for you. There'll be a crown of splendor in his hand, a royal diadem that sings upon your land. Like a groom rejoices over his bride, Zion, you will be a city of delight.
Jerusalem, city of delight, Jerusalem. Hephzibah, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.
Wow. The album is called Who Will Go? Michelle Gold. Well, she already chanted the beautiful, beautiful Aaronic Benediction. So we're not even going to do the Phil Klein version today because she chanted it so beautifully. So I will just repeat the English that she already said to us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Today's program will be on my podcast by tomorrow, bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com. And I want to say mazel tov to Ken Soderlund. He got the Bible quiz right. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Have a fabulous week. God bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
Gain strength.